it's pretty common knowledge that children are born to two parents.
That's Gregory Rattler.
Jr., the director of the New Orleans Fatherhood Consortium, based here at beautiful Loyola University.
Rattler says, as a society, we tend to forget the importance of fathers. The New Orleans Fatherhood Consortium wants to change that.
We want to try to shift the societal perceptions of fathers, particularly from the deficit approach to the asset approach.
To change society, the Fatherhood Consortium works from the ground up and the top down.
It's a collaborative entity comprised of about 40 different organizations, and everyone serves fathers in various capacities. So you may have education institutions, social service agencies, nonprofits, regular old mom and pops, concerned citizens. So we try to make sure that we can acknowledge all of the different ways that people influence the ways that fathers are active and engaged and present for their children and their families.
One of the many, many ways the New Orleans Fatherhood Consortium collaborates is by facilitating a group of fathers, the POPS group, at Andrew Wilson Charter School. The POPS meet regularly, and once a month they have
breakfast with the kids where the dads will come in and do some reading and some activities with the kids.
The POPS also have a regular evening session where they have dinner with the kids.
And have a conversation about being good citizens, you know, being good people, for the young males about being men, for the young ladies about being women.
One of those young ladies whose dad is in the POPS group is Ariane.
I'm in third grade and I'm 9.
Ariane likes that her dad is in the POPS group. She lives near school with her grandmother, but she gets to see her dad more often at the POPS breakfasts and also special events, like the field trip Ariane and a group of students are on when I meet her. They're touring colleges. Dillard was in the morning, now they're at Loyola. It's a way of introducing these kids to college and campus life early on so that college feels familiar. Ariane says the trip is making her excited to go to college. I ask her,
what do you think you're going to tell your dad about the trip?
I want to go to either Loyola or Dillard.
Greg Rattler says field trips like this are a way to meaningfully engage fathers in their kids' lives. But it doesn't stop there. In fact, the same POPS group had sessions later that week in leadership development, financial literacy, and child development, so dads can learn more about the different stages of their kids' development. Rattler says,
the fathers matter. That's the piece that we try to get across. Fathers matter just with the presence of males. And it doesn't have to be a father, but a father figure. Children benefit spiritually, mentally, socially, educationally, psychologically, any other metric that you can evaluate. Children have marked benefits just with the presence of men.
Learn more at wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.